On the phone line with us this morning to take a look at some of the numbers in the trade in Chicago, Jackie Vake. She's with Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County. Good morning to you, Jackie.
Good morning, Pat.
Well, let's talk a little bit about soybeans because that market is higher today, and I'd like to start with something that's on the upside. November beans are up 9. Well, it's a beautiful day. Why not stay with things positive, right?
You just don't want to snore through this whole thing? I mean, you know, because that's about as much information there is.
Yeah.
Soybeans are up primarily, I think, because of the soy oil sale that we saw this morning, 20,000 to China, 20,000 to unknown. Mostly that technicals are looking good on soybeans. You know, if you look at January, of course, went up to 910 today and is, 915 is a strong area. 917, again, is a strong area above that. So I think you're going to see a lot of back and forth. We've got a lot of money movement in this particular market. Surprisingly, when you see the dollar higher, and yet the dollar is still trading right around the 95 area. So I think just in general, we've had good bean inspections. Things don't look as bad or as weak for beans as they do necessarily for corn and wheat.
Right. So what are you telling your producers? First, go back to the producers in the Western Corn Belt. What are they telling you about their yields?
Well, a lot of things that probably a lot of guys in our part of the world really don't care to hear, but they're gigantic is what they are. I mean, well above anything that a lot of those farms have ever had for records. And some of these are century farms. And so quite amazing. Let's just put it that way. In fact, I think what's shocking, and at least what's been said by a lot of guys, is how shocking it is that they could have these types of yields and not have any rain for almost a month. And so I guess it just goes to show you that they had a deep enough rooted system and they had enough subsoil moisture to get them through this year.
That's kind of funny because the thing is that I think we're all sort of getting used to the idea that corn really can manage things, with the exception of the 2012 drought, really well. However, you have to wonder about the soybeans and the genetics behind them simply because you're thinking to yourself, well, what kind of weather is bad weather for the soybean? They down them out, they dry them out. It's just become a really amazing plant.
Well, it is. In fact, I had experience in my life, and maybe this is partially why I've been as biased as I have in some respects, where I actually saw a bean field that stood in water for two solid weeks, that they barely showed their head slightly above water. And when the farmer, when he actually went down and picked the beans, I went down there. I wanted to find out what those beans were going to produce. And this is Wisconsin, and they produced 62 bushels the acre. Which was just absolutely amazing to me. So I used to always be the person who said, you know, wheat is a weed. It can grow on cement. I personally think that beans are right in there with them, that they can handle so much more than what we can expect. I especially been hearing that out of Indiana and Ohio, you know, guys there that said, oh, man, I thought I was barely going to get 40, and now I'm getting 65 and 70. You know, it is amazing. You just don't know what to think.
You mentioned your bias. What is it for soybeans at this time?
Well, in terms of price, is that what you're asking me?
Yes, please.
I'm still on the side of, I think that if we have bounces like this, that they need to make sales, and it's primarily because we have a number of things coming up. At the end of this month, we have the Argentinian election. We see Brazil having serious political and economic problems, and, you know, that means money has to move, and money is beans is what it is. And so I think that in general, you look at Brazil, they've got over 80 million more bushels this year than they had last year to move. That cuts into our time when we normally would be the place of choice. And on top of that, with the currency action that we've seen with the yuan, it just changes the playing field, you know. And I don't think it's going to get any better. Let's put it that way. Especially when you look at their currency, with the Brazilian real, they get paid in real, they get paid based on U.S. dollars. Well, when one U.S. dollar gives them around 4 real compared to 2012, when $1 gave them 1.7 real. you know that they're not going to stop planting beans. So I just think that you have to take advantage of these opportunities when they're here.
Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again this afternoon.
Yep. Thank you, Todd.